another non-racing injury to one of the sport's biggest stars. Will Brad Keselowski be able to make it back into the driver's seat for the Daytona 500? Hi, I'm David Stiles. This is PRN's Garage Pass.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
This NASCAR offseason has been full of ups and downs, and Brad Keselowski thought he might find more favorable conditions out on the ski slopes. Unfortunately, the former Cup Series champion and co-owner and driver for RFK Racing was hospitalized and underwent surgery for a broken leg this past December on a family skiing trip. Keselowski's surgeons expect him to make a quick and full recovery, and the driver of the number 6 Ford believes he will be back in the race car for the upcoming Daytona 500. This will not be the first or the last injury we see in the sport, but one thing rings true for our competitors. They are tough as nails, and they have no problem putting their bodies on the line. Where other sports may see a broken bone sideline an athlete for an entire season, our drivers waste no time climbing back into the race car. As Kyle Petty recalls a moment with his father, Richard Petty, getting back in the saddle after a severe injury.
My dad drove at Talladega with a screw in the top of his helmet that went up to a pulley that went over to the door that had weights hanging on it to keep his neck in traction when he broke his neck. So he went out and he started the race at Talladega, and he ran like 10 or 15 laps, and then they called a caution and he got out and Joe Milliken got in.
Some will say that these drivers need to stay away from thrill-seeking adventures in the offseason and limit the amount of injuries that they sustain that keeps them out of the race car. However, that will be like trying to tame the tides on the beaches of Daytona. And maybe lightning will strike twice for Brad Keselowski, as the last time he was injured, he won a race just 4 days later in Pocono. This is PRN's Garage Pass.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.